Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's a prediction with rare 100% accuracy.
Hi, by the way, Paul and Jordana. We're all getting older.
Yeah, you know, that happens, unfortunately.
And it's a blessing to be able to get older. Right?
I guess maybe for some people.
It's an adjustment for some people.
I guess maybe for some people.
Jordana, Exhibit A. Very interesting.
So, welcome. Happy Monday. Paul's back from his vacation. I'm back from my weekend away, a little hoarse. I'll share that story as to why I'm so hoarse, because I was rooting for my son.
Wait, you did a lot of yelling?
I did a lot of yelling.
I'm writing this down.
Susan Blanche at the helm, so we're really glad you're here, Susan Blanche. Susan. We appreciate that. Also live streaming the show on Facebook, as we are every day. So check it out. A couple of adjustments. We're adjusting the shot. I know you can't see me because Paul refuses to move his mic. So we're a work in progress.
Where am I supposed to go?
I don't know. You know what? We're a work in progress. We are working. I hope you guys can hear the show. If you can't hear the show, text me on Facebook.
No, people tell me where to go all the time.
So here's what happened. It wasn't last Friday. It was the Friday before. I was looking on my email on my phone, and I said to myself, gosh, my eyes are really hurting. I must have been looking at too much media this whole week. And I said, this weekend I'm going to rest, and I'm not going to do any other media. I'm going to just rest my eyes. So I rested my eyes, and then Monday came around, and I'm looking at my phone again, and I'm like, wow, it's not any better. This isn't any better than it was on Friday, so this is really weird. So I just suffered. I thought, you know, maybe I'll make an appointment with the eye doctor. I haven't, my prescription hasn't changed since I was 18 years old. It's really solid. I wear major contacts. I'm very farsighted. I can't even go to the bathroom in the middle of the night without putting on my glasses in the middle of the night. I'm really bad vision.
Really? The bathroom? Really,
yeah. Like, I'll walk into walls.
You need help undressing?
And, you know, I'm saying to my husband, gosh, my eyes really hurt. I don't know what's going on. So then I realized it was the day you were gone, Thursday morning, Todd Walker was doing the show. I thought, I was looking at my phone, and I'm like, gosh, my eyes are killing me. And then I went like this. And I know you can't see me because it's radio, but I moved the phone. Like, I straightened out my arms, and I moved the phone as far away from me as my arm wingspan would allow. And it got better.
It got better. And it dawned on you then?
And I thought to
an
myself,
an epiphany?
Today is the day.
Yeah.
Or last Friday was the day that I need reading glasses. And everybody's out there is laughing at me because they said, oh, Jordan, as soon as you turn 40, you need reading glasses, no problem. Well, you know what? Girlfriend over here is going to be 47 next month. So it's been, I thought, I'm like, maybe I'm special. Maybe I won't need reading glasses. I've suffered so long. I have suffered so long with bad vision. I thought maybe God is sparing me. I'll only wear contacts for the rest of my life. I won't need reading glasses.
But sure, you were a medical reporter. You know that as all of us age, the muscles in our eyes begin to weaken and it's harder to focus. So it's just a rite of passage, a fact of life.
Alas, my friend.
Just about everybody needs cheaters at some point.
And of course, Paul, you know, was kind of a jerk and handed me his cheaters.
I was trying to help you.
Yeah, and you know what? They really work. If you can see me on Facebook Live, you can see me wearing the granny cheaters.
They make you look smarter.
Susan Blanche, my dear Susan Blanche, says to me, Jor, they make fabulous cheaters. You can get polka dots and fun colors. You know, I can go all Sue Zelixon on everybody with the cute glasses. And it's small consolation, my friend, but you are a dear friend, and I appreciate you. Because if I can be fabulous, maybe I can make it work. But when was your day? When was your day where your eyes left you? Or you knew, okay, this is the line in the sand. I've officially reached, I don't know, middle age. I don't know what it's called anymore. My phone number is 651-989-9226. You can jump in on Facebook Live. Leanne says, good afternoon from dreary Plymouth. Yeah, sorry, Leanne, it's dreary there. But I'm a little extra depressed today because I'm going to be that lady whipping out the cheaters in the restaurant.
But look at the bright side. If you wear the cheaters, you won't get as many headaches.
That's
you
true.
You won't be straining your
really
eyes.
Help. They really help.
And if you have a headache, then it becomes my headache. So everything flows downhill.
That for sure it does.
But again,
I apologize about
welcome to the club. It's a very exclusive club.
Yeah, very exclusive. Clearly very exclusive. Or exclusive to those over 40, I guess.
Yeah.
Exclusive. And let me tell you, it changed overnight. It was like one day I was fine. The next day, I could not read my phone. It happens, my friends. And you know what? It's coming for you.
You're
going to
get through this, Jor.
It's coming.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts
and
prayers.
Mike's in Minneapolis. Mike, are you in the club with me?
Oh, Jordana Rosanna Dana. You poor lady.
It's all just old age. What can I say?
You know what's next?
Tell me. What's next? Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Careful, Mike.
Cataracts.
She may have a few years left, but
oh dear, you know what? I just went through that. And you know what? All these years I've been taking my glasses off to read things so I wouldn't have to use the reading glasses. Well, now it's the opposite because I got lens implants, so now I have to wear reading glasses.
Wait a minute. What lens implants did you get? Are they for readers? Oh, so you have to wear reading glasses, so it's not for readers.
Yeah, they asked if I wanted distance vision or if I wanted close-up vision.
Oh,
and if you get the wrong implant, then you got to go with the other one.
All right.
Yeah, but do yourself a favor, get yourself some of what they call the progressive bifocals without the lines. You'll be good to go.
You know, Mike, you're killing me. The fact that I have to own something called progressive bifocals makes me sound like a real bubby, a real grandmother.
Oh, you look fabulous. Yeah. Don't get hysterical. Yeah.
You're a good friend, Mike, and I appreciate the call. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Did he say hysterical? And hysterical female wearing cheaters.
A little bit. It happened. Today was my day. I know you guys both wear cheaters, so you're just laughing at me.
Within a year. Granny panties.
Stop it now.
It's coming.
Well, they're in vogue again. Kardashian is making granny panties.
God help us. Are you kidding me?
But yeah, last week I was complaining about, how much it costs to color my gray hairs. God, I sound like a real old lady, but I'm really not. I'm only 46 still. And today it's the cheaters, my friends. Yeah, it was true. I'm not special. Come 40. It comes for you fast. I did hear about a surgery, like Mike was talking about, a lens replacement that can fix both your vision and your reading. I'm going to do a little investigation, and I'll get back to you on that. Because that I've never had surgery on my eyes because I'm too much of a wimp, but this might put me over the
edge. I had LASIK. One of the better things I've ever done. You should do the LASIK.
I'm afraid. I'm a giant wimp. I believe in LASIK. I've watched many procedures as a medical reporter. I'm just a giant wimp.
I have 20/10 vision now.
I know it takes 90 seconds. I know all of those things, but I also know I'm a giant wimp.
I can see things I don't want to see.
Really?
Yeah.
X-ray?
Sometimes.
X-ray action going
sometimes.
On there?
Hey, Susan Blanche talked me off the ledge earlier today. Had a great family reunion.
Nice.
But it dawned on me that my boys may never be moving back to Minnesota.
Well, big realizations for us.
It just kind of dawned on me. And Susan actually had some words of wisdom that I want to share with others who may be in a similar situation, hoping and praying that their kids or their grandkids move back. We'll have that and some good news for Maddox and his baseball team.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
That's coming up next on CCO.
Big realizations on the show today.
Epiphanies.
I need cheaters. I need cheaters. Paul had a familial realization. You were with your kids this weekend, right?
Right. And maybe I'm getting my just desserts for moving away from my hometown, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm sure my folks hoped I would move back to PA.
My mother's still asking, when are you coming home to New Jersey? I'm not so much, man.
And the short answer is there was never an opportunity in my hometown.
Right.
You know, television, meteorology, and so it dawned on me. We had a great weekend, by the way. Out East, Folker says hello to you, Jordana, and
Folker.
To every one of the listeners. Going to have him on again with some stories in early August. But Walt flew in from Seattle. Brett lives in D.C., again, in the Navy, works at the Pentagon, and just had a real nice family reunion. But it dawned on me, just listening to my sons talking, that I'm not sure that they're going to ever move back to Minnesota. Things are going really well, right? And you've got to follow the opportunities.
Absolutely.
I get that. They can't move back just because we want to be close to our kids.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's why we came here, for opportunity.
Right. So I get that. And it reminded me of something that my late mom said. She used to say, you can't rely on anyone or anything else for your happiness. You know, a lot of times you wake up and you say, man, I'd be happy if it was just, if it wasn't for A, B, and C. Or if only I could get this, this, and this, then I'd be happy. Yeah. But you're setting yourself up for a life of perpetual disappointment, right? Only you can make yourself happy. Mm-hmm. You can't rely on other people to make you happy, even your next of kin. So, I mean, it's hardly breaking news, and I think a lot of families have to deal with this. And Susan actually had some great insight. Susan, what did you tell me in my office about an hour ago?
That you have the wherewithal to fly, to
yes.
see your kids on a more regular basis. And also because of the technology we live in today, we've got Skype, which is, I think, a magical way of connecting families who live in different
yep.
places. Because we are so mobile nowadays. We are, kids do move out. They go to colleges out of state, and then they end up sometimes staying in those states because mm-hmm. they had opportunity. And it's just so more prevalent nowadays. But we, thank God, have this technology to kind of keep us together.
It has shrunk the distances.
Yeah,
right.
It has.
And I hadn't thought of that, and that's a great point. And I'm probably jumping to conclusions. Maybe they will move back. Maybe they won't. But either way, I'm going to be racking up frequent flyer miles
right.
on Delta, right?
And either way, you know, babies are a game changer. So when the babies come, I know one of your sons is married.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do have babies, that might be a game changer for them. They might want to feel closer. They might want to be closer to family.
But it can't be about me.
No. Well, honey, it's never about you.
No, I know that. It has
right.
to be what's best for them. And truly, if they have an amazing opportunity here in the Twin Cities,
mm-hmm.
you know, my daughter-in-law works at Amazon. Walt works for Tableau, which just got bought by Salesforce.
Mm-hmm.
And they're killing it. They're doing really well. So I want them to do well.
Yeah, you do.
It'd be great if they could do well here.
And they can, but they need to go live their life.
They need to find their own way.
They're still
kids. And as Lori tells me, you know, zip it. Just shut up.
That's
wherever you are, we're going to come visit you, love you, spend time with you. But it would be more convenient if they lived in Minnetonka.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. And maybe they like it better that you
they're
live
far enough
out
away.
Here. and that
right.
they're in Seattle.
Good point.
So that happens, too.
So speaking of kids,
yeah.
tell folks at home why you're horse today.
Why I'm horse. We went to – my son had a baseball tournament in Rochester. A lot of the kids – I guess in our area up here, play in this Rochester tournament. And it was the first year I went, and it was fantastic and fun, and we got to bond with all the other parents. Now I know why people love these trips. So it was great fun, and they won the whole tournament.
Wow.
Wasn't that great?
That's
I certainly
impressive.
Did not expect them to win. That was just like a bonus. It was
what
just
did
like,
Maddox, what position again does
oh,
he play?
Oh, he plays short. He pitched three innings in the championship game. He plays short. He plays outfield. They all sort
and
of
he
play
can
different
hit the
positions.
Ball, from what
yeah.
I hear.
And it was so he's not a star by any means, but he's a quality player. He's a good member of the team. And the kids just tried so hard. They played six or seven games of baseball, I know, within less than 48 hours. And
wow.
it was such great fun. So there was a lot of cheering on my part. There might have been almost a brawl with the parents. That's a fun story. I'm kidding with that. It wasn't really.
No, you're not. No, it got heated,
okay,
right?
A little bit. Little
it
bit.
Got heated. It got contentious.
I never usually get a front row seat to that stuff, but it was really great fun. And yeah, if we have time in the show, I'll tell you about the brawl.
All right.
But thanks for putting up with the voice. And we're on the opposite ends of the spectrum here. You're thinking about them moving away, and I'm just so glad to. We had close quarters this weekend, all in the same hotel room.
Are you counting the days till they move
stinking
away?
Stinking it up with those dirty baseball socks. No, not yet. Not yet.
You got how many years till
not
you're
yet.
An empty nester?
Well, my oldest is going to be 16 next month. So she's soon. She's out. But my baby's still 11. She'll be 12 next month.
Yeah, so
yeah.
you've got,
I got a little time.
6, 7 years. Okay.
I got to put in my dues.
You got a few good years
That's
left
right.
with your cheaters.
That's right.
You're going to have a
it.
Great assortment of cheaters, different colors, different shapes.
He's the worst. Yeah. I know. That's right. I'll have to get an eyewear sponsor so I can sport different ones.
There you go.
Now that we're on Facebook Live, I'll be able to show them off every day. That's right. So, big top story in the Star Tribune today. Frustrated diabetics turn to internet black market for insulin. We are the richest country in the world. We are a highly developed nation. I cannot believe this is still going on. We are going to talk with somebody who leaves the country for insulin. That's coming up next on CCO. Welcome back.
It's good to be back. We're going to talk about insulin, which a lot of Minnesotans are having trouble affording right now.
Jordana, Paul, Susan Blanche at the helm, thank you for joining us on this Monday.
One of the biggest causes of bankruptcy today is affording health care, specifically prescription drugs.
That's the truth.
The stuff you need to keep you alive. You know, it's not cosmetic surgery. You need these things to keep on going.
But it's amazing to me that in our country, the United States of America, a developed nation, the richest country in the world, the most advanced, people are still dying because they can't get their hands on affordable insulin. I mean, it's a mass-produced drug. It should be it is widely available, and yet we still can't offer it to people, and people are dying because of a lack of it.
So it's balancing research and development. These big pharmaceutical companies, they invest billions of dollars to create these drugs. They want to get a return on their investment. Mm-hmm. How do you balance the profit motive with people just, again, trying to stay alive and needing drugs they can afford?
Great article in the Strib today about black market insulin. Our guest today is Quinn Nystrom. Quinn runs an organization called Minnesota Insulin for All. Quinn, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Quinn.
Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Now, Quinn, explain to us, you do Minnesota Insulin for All. We know you go across the border to Canada to get insulin. Is that considered black market insulin?
It's not considered black market insulin. You know, technically, Border Patrol, FDA says it's illegal for an American to go to Canada to bring back prescription drugs. But recently, the FDA, and I think because prescription drugs have gotten so expensive here in the U.S., and we have people dying specifically of insulin rationing, they have actually said to Border Patrol that if somebody with diabetes goes to Canada, brings back a personal supply of insulin, of a three-month supply, that is fine, that they will sort of look the other way. So that is how we are able to do it and not have a problem at the border. Okay. So we've had no issues bringing back insulin.
Quinn, I know about a week and a half ago, Governor Walz was talking about being open to a special session to try to pass legislation to get these costs down. How did we get to this spot? What juxtaposition of events brought us to the point where people can't afford their insulin? How did this happen?
Yeah, I was at that roundtable with Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. What I would say is, you know, when I was diagnosed, my younger brother was diagnosed in the late 90s with type 1 diabetes, the cost of a vial of insulin was about $20. That's when the current form of insulin came out. Obviously, we know insulin's been around for 99 years, but the current form came out about 20 or so years ago, 22 years ago. In the last 20 years, the price of insulin has increased in the United States 1,200%. So, one, we have a huge issue because it's gone up 1,200%. The reason why it's increased so much in the U.S. opposed to all the other countries in the world is we have absolutely no regulation here in the U.S. opposed to, let's say, you go north to Canada where they have regulation. They actually have boards of government workers who regulate the prices. They negotiate the prices with the pharmaceutical companies. We have nothing like that. We have what you would call the free market. And unfortunately, with these diabetes pharmaceutical companies, we have three companies that control about 95% of the market. And so we see them actually sort of lockstepping with their price over the year, and they've increased it absolutely every single year, where, you know, typically with a prescription drug, you actually see it lower some as the drug has been older and on the market for more years. That has just not been the case with insulin.
This just seems like a classic example of capitalism, and I'm a capitalist, and free markets not working properly in the United States. Okay, what needs to happen?
We need more competition. How do you, instead
of competition.
Three, how
we
do
have,
you...
We have three.
But normally competition drives down the prices for consumers, but that doesn't seem to work across.
That does not work.
But it's not competition that's working in Canada. She said it's regulation.
Correct. So, it has not worked anywhere in the world. Competition, we have let competition try to work here in America with insulin specifically. And, you know, I think to your point, competition sometimes works in some markets, but it has not worked for insulin. And I think when you look at insulin, it is a life-saving medication. For somebody like my brother and I with type 1 diabetes, it is like oxygen needed to breathe. It is not an optional medication. I need it 24/7 to stay alive. Mm-hmm. And so literally we are being held hostage by these companies, by the whole supply chain, as they increase the price every single year. We cannot afford to not go without this insulin.
Of course.
And so what we need to happen is for the government on the federal and the state level to step in and to start passing legislation. Unfortunately, we had bipartisan support this session. You know, I do not think this is a red or a blue issue. To me, this is a life or a death issue.
Right, right.
We should have had the emergency insulin bill passed this year. Fortunately, as it's been widely reported on, Novo Nordisk, who's the largest diabetes pharmaceutical company in the world, brought in a big-time lobbying firm in March, and the Senate Republicans backed out at the 11th hour for this bill. Obviously, the governor is still open for a special session, but we need the Senate Republicans to come to the table to work with the DFL-controlled House. I'm still very hopeful that they will see what a crisis this is so that we can still get a bill passed this special session. But beyond that, that's really just a Band-Aid. We need to get things in place like a price transparency bill to see where in the supply chain is the price increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you guys can probably know, mm-hmm. everybody's pointing the finger at each other. So the pharmacy benefit managers point the finger at the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies place the blame on the PBMs and the insurers, right? So we need price transparency to see where is the issue so we can get to the bottom of this and lower the actual list price of insulin. Because there's no reason I should be paying $340 a vial when I'm going to go to Canada on Friday and it's $30 a vial for the exact same vial.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. And I think a lot of other people are just as baffled by this. Quinn Nystrom, Minnesota Insulin for All. This is who we're chatting with right now. So somebody's listening right now who's having problems affording their insulin. What would you tell somebody today who's really struggling to get the insulin they need to stay alive, if not for themselves, for a loved one, for a friend? What would you tell them?
One, I always tell them our group is a great resource. We're just a volunteer-led organization of really passionate people with diabetes or who are affected by diabetes. They can either find us on social media or email our group at mninsulin4all@gmail.com, or they can use that on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook to find us.
Mm-hmm.
We are happy to be a resource to point them in any direction. The second thing I would say is, again, if you have a passport or you live in a border state like Minnesota, you can use an enhanced ID. You can cross the border and bring back a 3-month personal supply. Obviously, they only want you bringing back a personal supply because they do not want you to resell it
right, and
create a black market, right? I think that's understandable. So you do need to be careful with that you're only getting it for yourself. But I think that that is, again, that's not a long-term solution. That is a Band-Aid. So that is something. You can also look with these pharmaceutical companies. Some of them do have programs. What I will say, a lot of people do not qualify for them, but some people do. So it's always worth a chance to look into their patient assistance programs to see if you do qualify. I would encourage people to look into that.
Quinn, I want to ask you something before we let you go. In the Star Tribune today, they talked about folks resorting to Facebook and eBay and Craigslist for insulin. What is your advice? I know these folks are desperate, and I know it's life-saving medicine. And look, hey, I would do whatever it took to keep myself or my family alive.
Yeah.
But what do you have to say? What's a message to these folks?
My message is you need to do whatever you can to stay alive. And I understand that it is a really sad reality to me that this is what one of the wealthiest countries in the world, one of the most developed countries in the world, is having to have their citizens do, because this should not be the first route. Insulin only costs about $3 to manufacture. That is why this is so sad that this is, you know, a featured story in the Star Tribune, because I know this happens every single week because I get emails about it as a chapter leader. Yeah. But I would never say not to do this, because guess what? I get these emails. I got emails last week from two fathers, kids under 10 years old, and they said, we have absolutely no options. We do not qualify for these patient assistance programs. Ugh. We have no money to go to Canada. We don't have passports. What do we do? And my only option for them is to go onto Facebook and try to find some insulin. And so I will also say, and again, I don't care if somebody wants to arrest me for a misdemeanor, for, you know, giving away free insulin, you know, come and arrest me. Mm-hmm. What does that say about America, that they're going to arrest me for giving away free insulin, but they're not going to hold pharmaceutical companies and the supply chain accountable? You know, I think that says something really bad about America. But that is the only path forward for some people with diabetes, to literally stay alive and get that oxygen that they need. And so do I think it's a risky route? Absolutely. But is it some of these people's only route? Absolutely. Yes. And that is why we need our elected officials in Minnesota and on the federal level to act a lot quicker than they are on both sides of the aisle.
Hey, Quinn.
Amen,
and
Quinn.
Quinn, stating the obvious, if you feel strongly about this, contact your local official, your local elected officials, mm-hmm. right?
100%.
Congress, Senate, across the board.
I'm very passionate about saying some people don't think their voice matters, but the only way that we are going to change this is if every single person picks up a phone, goes on their computer, and sends a message to their local, state, and federal officials saying this issue matters to them, and they want their representative who they voted in to represent them,
right,
and get legislation
That's
passed
right.
surrounding
right.
insulin affordability.
Quinn Nystrom, Minnesota Insulin for All. Once again, give the website for anyone who's listening.
So we're just on social media. So mm-hmm. just search MN Insulin, the number 4, all, and you will find us, or email us at mninsulinforall@gmail.com. And we are happy to serve as a resource and a guide for you.
Quinn, thank you so much.
Appreciate what you do, Quinn.
Thank you so much. Thank you for helping us raise awareness.
You got it. You know, it seems so basic. It's like air, like for type 1 diabetics and type 2 diabetics sometimes. And the fact that we are failing them, it just breaks my heart that they're going on Craigslist to find insulin, that people have to give it away for free. It breaks my heart, the whole thing.
We can do better.
It's a broken system.
We have to do better. Plenty of heat, plenty of humidity, plenty of 80s and 90s, but we're going to talk football here for just a second. You will want to check out Dave Lee. Well, you want to check him out every morning, find out what you missed. But tomorrow at 7:55 with Dave Lee, a chance to win a spot in Viking tight end Kyle Rudolph's pro camp. Throughout the two-day camp, Kyle and coaches offer tips, hands-on instruction, lectures, fundamental skills, contests, and a high-energy, fun environment. And you can send your child, 7:55 on the morning news with Dave Lee, or you can sign up online.
Yeah, we do. Great contests.
Absolutely.
Coming up next, what's going on in St. Cloud? New York Times called him out. What is happening? How are we treating refugees? If you live there, you'll want to call in after the news.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.